This is a terrible idea. The Chromeria's messenger is in a room not 50 paces from here. If she steps outside her room at the wrong moment...
Apparently, Tia had come in at a good time. She dodged another servant in full regalia and white gloves, carrying wine.
They have no claim on him. It doesn't matter. And how dare you speak to me that way? You're not even a satrapa anymore.
She might have been teasing. Tia couldn't see the Nakaba's facial expressions in the few brief upward glimpses she afforded herself. Tia was, of course, invisible, but coming into the feast in the Great Hall had not been one of her better ideas. It was called a Great Hall, and indeed it was huge, but it was also filled with nearly 1,000 people. She hadn't come directly to the high table on purpose. Instead, she'd been driven here as she dodged into what gaps she could see. She thought it would be safe to come in here, that anyone who ran into her would likely be drunk and not even notice it. Instead, because whenever she wanted to see, she had to uncover her own eyes, it meant she was giving hundreds of people a chance to discover her, over and over again.
You're not really considering.
So tell me again why you think I shouldn't unveil him here. Would it not be a demonstration of my power? To have plucked such a prize from the Chromeria itself.
Fuck that. I'm not even talking about that idiotic idea now. Are you really considering letting them demote me?
Oh, I'm considering doing it, even if we reject their proposal. You seem to be forgetting your place in our partnership.
Are you fucking insane?
Careful, old woman. Addressing me with such language flies perilously close to blasphemy.
Blasphemy? Who do you think?
Tia wanted to see how this turned out. What the satrapa did, what she said afterward, and what she would do when the dinner was over.
Would the Nakaba apologize when she's sober? Will she take some vengeance for Ohoram's sake? The satrapa is the Nakaba's spymaster. This one person you don't threaten, it's got to be your spymaster, right?
But it was all irrelevant. Satrapa Azmuth was flushed with rage, and that was all Tia needed. What she might do or might say, or that she seemed like a nice woman, that all meant nothing. The warm red light of the fire in the great hearth and the many torches suffused Tia and gave her all the passion she needed. She was become death, and she would collect her due. She'd already scanned the satrapa's body. The blood vessels around her heart were already narrowed, as Tia would expect in one who'd had so much stress and so many years and a rich diet to boot. One by one, Tia brought peril crystals into the woman's bloodstream, making many little crystals of it in the vessels leading to her heart. One for each slave she'd had to kill for these bastards. The satrapa's own body attacked those invaders immediately, forming clots. Tia merely nudged the clots closer toward each other, helping them glom together. One passed through the narrow opening and whooshed right through. Then another, as Tia had to dodge a servant, carrying the next course of the meal. But Tia had made half a dozen clots, and one caught. Then another, on another ventricle of the heart. Tia started moving to get out.
How dare you act decent and kind? How dare you merely do your duty by yourself, this monster? 1,000 slaves might die at your word, and 100,000 if you nudge the Nakaba one way rather than the other. And you don't care. All you care for is yourself. How dare you? How dare you show a face to me that seems kind and good? There is nothing kind and good.
Tia slid as far as the slave's door before she turned around. Tulele Azmuth was grabbing her left arm and grimacing. It was over. Tia had claimed some small vengeance. She didn't even need to see her work.
Tulele! Satrapa! Damn you, what's wrong?
Tia felt only a warm satisfaction, the lambent radiation into her soul of a big fuck you to all of them.
Tulele! Tulele, don't you do this to me!
Tia looked at the Nakaba's puffy, stupid face.
One down.
The night wasn't over yet.